I've talked about this before in different homilies, but the gospel today just reminded me of this situation, and I thought I would just bring it up again because I think it's a good one to apply. For a long time, there was this guy that would come to confession. Now, remember, we can talk about what people might say in confession, but we can never do anything which would identify anyone with that. But this was not even in this parish, so we're not in any danger of doing this. But he would come to confession, I think, almost every week, which is a lot. And he would always confess to having distractions while he was trying to pray. First of all, distractions are not a sin. You don't intentionally distract yourself, right? Otherwise, you're not praying. You either try to pray or you don't. And the distractions do come along at times if you let your mind wander and things like that, but I don't think anybody does that intentionally. Anyway, after a lot of these confessions, I asked him if he might give me an example of these distractions that he was having. He said that most often when he was trying to say his rosary, his mind would be filled with the trouble he was having getting along with his wife. And he was filled with thoughts about what he needed to do to work on the relationship. I said to him, those are not distractions. That's God answering your prayers, right? This is God talking to you. You see, he wasn't listening. He was determined to get those prayers in and didn't realize that 99% of prayer is actually listening and not just rattling off words. Prayer is really just being present to God. Now, we value above all things God's real presence with us, don't we? We know we have the authentic presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. God is present to us when two or three of us are gathered in his name. He says, I am there among you. We expect God to be present to us all the time. And most of the time, we don't really make it a priority to be really present to him, even when we are convincing ourselves that we are doing the right thing. We start having thoughts like, what's wrong with God? Is he not listening to me? Why is he not giving me what I want or what I need? Actually, it is our job as creatures to be attentive and listen to the voice of our Creator. He didn't make us all little creators. That guy wasn't listening to God, and I'm guessing that might have been part of the problem with his marriage, too. He wasn't listening to his wife, either. Put yourself in the scene in today's gospel as one of his disciples. By the way, this is happening in Caesarea Philippi. We know that that region right there between Lebanon and Galilee, Israel. So it's where all this fighting is going on right now. So Jesus was present 2,000 years ago at this place. Put yourself in today's gospel as one of his disciples. You're walking along with Jesus. He has turned the crowd away so that he can have this personal time just with you to teach you and the disciples and to reveal his biggest news yet. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days later he will rise from the dead. Jesus is revealing to them the Paschal mystery, the basic core of our faith: sin, redemption, the cross, and the empty tomb. As we put ourselves in today's gospel, it says that we didn't understand, but were afraid to ask any questions to help ourselves understand better. Apparently, we didn't give it another thought. It didn't even register. We had to be reminded after the fact of the events of the Last Supper and Calvary and the tomb that this had already been predicted by Jesus himself long ago. We were not being present to Jesus, were we, who was walking with us and telling us the mystery of salvation. We become preoccupied with ourselves and start discussing who among us is the greatest. How long had we known him at this point? How could our conversation at this moment be so opposite of what Jesus is trying to reveal? He was going to give up his life so that he could take it up again. He was freely willing to allow this to happen. That should have at least shocked the disciples and brought a word of protest, but they were only thinking about themselves. So what does this mean for us to be truly present to God? Who is God anyway? People would all have different answers, as many different answers as there are people to answer that question. Some people would say he's the one who started all this mess and he needs to clean it up. Some would say he should give me what I want, maybe even what I need. Others would say he seems to allow a lot of bad things to happen to people, maybe even me. Is it his fault? Well, we know, of course, that God can only do the right thing. But is that even why he exists? These thoughts all reduce God to a function. But we know that God is a person, not a human person or a personality, but a being whose nature is to relate with other persons, the community of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But God is relationship. Then we can begin to see him as one whose nature is the love of relationship, whose being is absolute sharing, not on the level of things or interests, but on the level of the sharing the self, the emptying of the self for the other, the perfect being present to each other. The story of the man in confession and his wife gives us a glimpse of what this looks like in their relationship. This is the image of God in you. So how present are you to God? How present are you to your wife or husband or children or even the strangers you may meet today? Let us focus on being present to each other. I want to close this with just the image that comes in the gospel today, which I think is one of the most beautiful, beautiful images of all. While Jesus is giving his teaching, where he says that anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. And then he takes this little child. It says he wraps his arms around his child. So he's hugging this child while he's giving this message. He says, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And that presence is perfect.